Blog Talk Radio.
You have just tuned in to an episode of Paranormal Horizons with your hosts, Jason Ophir, Sherry Pang, and Maria Wilson Duff. Stay tuned as we enter into the world of the paranormal, a world of ghosts, UFOs, and generally anything unexplained. The show is about to begin. Good evening, everyone, and I, as always, am Jason Ophir, and want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of Paranormal Horizons, and I'm here with my talented co-host, Maria Wilson Duff. Maria, howdy doody.
How are you doing this evening?
Doing all right. Just ate a patty melt. It was pretty amazing.
Was it all greasy and dripping with cheese and onions?
Oh, yeah. I could feel my arteries hardening as I ate it.
That's always a good feeling because you know it tastes delicious when that happens.
It sure does. Well, what have you been up to this last week?
Not a whole lot of much. MUFON cases, worked a couple of those. Historical cases, I enjoy my historical cases. Played with the cows and took care of them and went to work like the good tax-paying citizen that I am.
But I didn't know. You have cows?
I have cows. I have calves.
How many cows?
Too.
How many do you got?
I have 11 cows and 4 calves right now.
Wow. Do you ever worry about, like, UFOs and cattle mutilation?
No, thank God. The things around here you have to worry about are coyotes. And I think there's a bear or two around here. They're more on the north side of the county because of the lake. So, and I think there's probably a cougar or two running around. I do know that I have a couple of bobcats on the property, but they don't seem to bother anything.
So basically,
around here,
aliens isn't at the top of your list in terms of concerns regarding your cattle.
No, not at this moment. Not at this moment. And I do not plan on learning how to call in the UFOs to come check on me either. So that plan is not going to happen.
I used to know a guy since deceased years ago. He would be one of those guys that go out and research and investigate these cattle mutilations. It was pretty fascinating, some of the stories he was telling me. I live in Oregon, and apparently there's been some activity in, like, central eastern Oregon. But one of the things he wouldn't tell me more about is human mutilations. Apparently he had inside information that the government was abducting people and doing experiments on them. I wish I knew more about it. Whether it's true or not,
well,
I don't know. But
that's a theory too, because a lot of the experiencers that have, I mean, it's traumatizing, but a lot of them that talk about their experiences, they're enlightened. They have a peaceful feeling. They're not upset or shaken or anything like that. But then the ones that you hear where they're probed and they have these horrible experiments done on them and things, there's two different ways that people want to go with that. Part of them want to go towards demons. Part of them want to go towards the military. Well, not actually military, just our government. But so there's a lot of crazy stuff out there.
I'd probably be more inclined to believe that the government is doing really shady stuff. If you look back in history, all these things that they've done to the populations, like releasing pathogens in San Francisco and the subway system back in the day, and all that heinous experiments that people weren't aware of. They weren't aware that they were subjects of. It wouldn't surprise me if the government was doing some sort of really crazy stuff.
That's kind of what I figured. You know, you talk about the hybrids and people having memories of they go to the doctor here on Earth and they're pregnant, and then they have a visitation, and then they're no longer pregnant, and they go back to the doctor because, you know, and the doctor's like, they don't understand what's just happened, because 3 weeks before you made a visit into the office and you were pregnant, they had a heartbeat, all of this, and then you come back in and there is no child in the womb.
Has that ever happened with somebody that was like really pregnant, like 6, 7, 8 months, I wonder?
I believe so. There's a gentleman by the name of Brett Oldham, and this was many years ago that this happened to him and his girlfriend, but she was pregnant. I do not remember how far along. She might have been 6 months pregnant. And both of them were abducted. And he says he remembers seeing her on one table and he was on the other, and there was absolutely nothing he could do. And then, you know, then she was not pregnant any longer. Then I don't know how long the time passed, but when he was abducted again, they brought this child to him. And he felt that they were trying to gauge his reaction. The child favored him, but the child also had alien features. But he could see himself in that child. So, you know, if the government has learned how to do this to their own people, that is just scary.
And I'm starting to see that the whole abduction phenomena is becoming more and more popular. I ran across a story about this gal named Bettina Rodriguez Aguilera. She was a councilwoman. She's running for Congress, Florida's 27th congressional district. And she went on to say that when she was 7, she was abducted by aliens, which I thought was pretty interesting that a congressional candidate is claiming that they were abducted by aliens when they were kids. Did you know about that story?
I do know about that story.
That is kind of funny that somebody... You know, people are so judged for coming up, you know, relaying stories like that, that somebody that's running for office would admit that that happened, you know.
Well, but now it's really creepy. It's one of these things, too, around, you know, there's so many different conventions and things that go on, and people want to lie about being abducted, that they've had these experiences. So they can fit in, and it's like, oh, no, that's just not something that you ever want to experience. I don't even pretend it.
It's hard for me to believe that people actually would do that. I mean, I've had my own experiences. I'm still kind of – I even question my own UFO experiences. I'm, you know, really skeptical of my own stuff, but I – couldn't really imagine people just making it up blatantly and saying that, because, yeah, it's not a real pleasant thing to go through. And I suppose people just want to feel special.
I think they don't want to feel left out. They want to find some crowd to fit into, so they fear that it might be this one. I just don't think that's something that anybody wants to experience. And when they're around people that are experiencers, they can tell when somebody's not telling the truth. So they kind of weed them out pretty quickly.
Have you personally run into anybody that had dubious claims of abduction?
I have. I know a couple of people, but they've come forward. I do have one lady that was denying that she was being abducted. simply because she has no memory of it whatsoever. But she shows every sign of being abducted. She has the scoop marks. She has the bruises. And these are not bruises that you would normally get just walking into your coffee table. These are bruises where they have forcibly placed. It would be on each side of your legs, your ankles, like you've been held down.
You know, it's really let me interject here. It's really funny you mention that, because a couple of weeks ago, I had some really weird bruises on the inside of my ankle.
Okay.
They were severe enough. They were severe enough for me to go like, now if I had hit myself, I would have remembered that. I mean, these are really,
yeah,
really bad, a large area. I'm not talking about the whole left side of my, inside of my right ankle was bruised. And I have implants in that ankle. They're not alien implants, but I have pins and screws and stuff. And so I thought, well, maybe my implants are going bad or something, but it went away. And I just thought it was really strange, because if there was something going wrong mechanically with the plates and screws, I don't think it would go away. I think it would still continue to bruise and be swollen. But yeah, I was like, weird bruises. But I'm not a total stranger to weird things. I have some really weird rashes that are random too.
See, and you are so much the skeptic that you blow all of this stuff off. It blows my mind. You have experiences that happen to you time and time again, and you're just like,
well. I don't think of aliens when I see stuff like that. I think, oh my God, I have cancer.
I know.
Hodgkin's disease or something. I'm not going, oh, I'm being taken by grays at night.
No, because you have no memory of that. And that was the same thing that was happening to this lady. She had odd things that she would remember, stuff like that she was talking to the moon and things like that. In the middle of the night, she would wake up and she said that she was talking to the moon, but the moon wasn't out. So what were you talking to? She's like, I don't know. And equipment would go off, like certain types of meters. She could walk by it and the meters would just go crazy. Her daughters could walk by it and nothing would happen at all. Her children, and I think one of the reasons that her oldest daughter is the center of attention is because when she was, like, I think 6 to 8 months old, she had to have a heart transplant.
Wow.
So I think the daughter became focus of attention when she was very young, because her daughter started waking up in the middle of the night and she was having night terrors. And there was a time, I think she was about 3, and she was screaming she was so terrified and screaming so loud that she climbed over a nightstand to get to the window. She was trying to get out of the house.
Hmm.
And it got pretty severe there for a while, but it seemed to settle down after we had a few talks or whatever. And then she would bring me pictures that where she could see her mama walking upstairs to heaven. So I think the daughter sees, and children see things and they can't relay it as well as maybe we can. But I think the daughter's quite a bit of a witness to some of the things, and I'm hoping maybe she forgets it the older she gets.
Mm. Should put up motion-activated cameras inside the house. I guess that aliens would probably see that a mile away, huh?
Yeah, you know how that goes. The cameras get all blurry. nothing ever works. That's just the way that they do it. Ghosts do that too. You know, they know how to avoid cameras. They learn the angles that they're pointing, and they walk all the way around them every time.
I actually put one in my room, not for aliens, just so I could monitor my space while I'm not there. I can pull it up on my phone. It's really, really cool technology where you can just remotely access a camera. And I spent a couple nights putting the motion detection on just to see if anything happens, but nothing did, thankfully.
Thankfully. Well, you know, that's a good way to sit and watch somebody steal your stuff, and then there's nothing you can do about it.
I mean, could you imagine reviewing the video and suddenly you see these aliens come in? They're like levitating you out of bed. That would be terrifying. Ignorance is bliss. I've always said it. I wouldn't want to know, really. I really wouldn't want to know.
Well, this is true. This is exactly correct. And, oh, there is a movie that you need to watch, and I know you've not watched it yet, but it's The Fourth Kind.
Oh, I've seen that, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, I mean, but she had police officers outside of her home, and this happened. And if that was crazy, I mean, they actually showed dash cam footage of what happened when that UFO came up over her house.
Now, I heard that was all fake because I Googled it.
Oh, yeah.
But it was
you know, the internet is truthful.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not.
But, yeah. Alaska is a crazy, crazy place.
And if anybody's listening, for the benefit of the listeners, if people suspect that they might be being visited by aliens, what are some of the signs? You mentioned scoop marks and I know missing time and stuff like that. What else is there?
If it's missing time, it's mostly more noticeable if it happens during the day. But you'll have the scratches, and there's a lot of psychological trauma that goes along with that too. You can be sleepwalking, all that, you know, that starts all of a sudden, or, I mean, you could end up, you go to bed and then you wake up and you're out in the middle of the yard somewhere. Different types of things like that happens. I've also noticed that paranormal activity tends to kick up a lot inside your home and around you whenever things like that happens. And I do not understand, but it seems just like it gets excited. I don't know if it's the energy and it draws things in, or it has enough energy that it feeds what is already there and makes it more noticeable. That's not always the case, but I've had a case where that we were just going in to do a paranormal investigation. She thought her house was haunted, and it actually ended up she was being abducted.
I think that's a lot worse. You can move out of your haunted house. You can't escape the alien threat.
Yeah, and that's, you can't stop that. And that's one of the things, you know, it's like, what do you do to stop it? You can't. I mean, if they're powerful enough that they can render you totally motionless and you can't speak or anything, that's kind of hard to work against. And I have heard, you know, there's theories that if this happens, and this is where a lot of other people lean towards that this alien deal is more demons than it is being aliens from another universe, that some of them in their minds have just said, you know, in the name of Jesus, leave me alone, go away, or whatever, and then it seems like all activity stops that very second.
I think I'm a little skeptical on that one. I think I would choose to believe that they're visiting from another galaxy. I could be wrong.
Yes. And I've heard other theories to where they've the reason that they think that they're demons is because the ones that are having the good experiences, they're calling those demons as well, because what better way to get into your life and get you to follow and study and do things about aliens than to show you light, love, and peace, then you want to be more like that. And that's before they drop the hammer on you. I don't know. There's so many theories.
I wonder if we'll ever know the truth. I'm sure the government knows the truth, but we won't hear anything from them. Although it is becoming a little bit more, they are releasing more information, but to know the unadulterated truth, I kind of doubt that that's in our future anytime soon.
Oh, no, not from them. And then what they do turn loose, you have to question that. Are they wanting you to look at this and believe this while they're, instead of looking the other way? They're so good at that. Something big pops up in the news and it gets everybody all riled up, and then something bad will happen, like a shooting or something like that, that turns your attention away. And then you get to looking at the players that are in the shooting, and some of them are these, what are they called? The drama actors or...
Oh, crisis actors?
Yes, crisis actors, yes.
Yeah.
There was one woman that was shown on the news in four different shootings around the country where she's losing her mind.
She's got to have the worst luck ever. What are the odds?
Yeah, definitely. So it's like something bad happens and then they bring in these crisis actors to make it even worse than what it was. I mean, come on, it was bad enough as it was. We don't need all the drama added into it.
Yeah, it's hard to know what's true and not. I saw a thing about one of these popular beheading videos that was circulated and supposedly released from these terrorists. And then I saw behind-the-scenes footage. It was done on a studio with, sound people, and it was completely fake. We're being fed all this fake stuff. It's hard to discern what's real and what's not, what's half-truth. It's crazy.
Right. And they keep telling us how bad our president is over and over and over again. That's all we need here. It's just, we got to impeach him. We got to impeach him. For what? What do you do? It seems like all they have to do is stand there and just yell something, and it's like, oh, well, they're going to get everybody behind it. It's like before you put somebody in jail, you got to prove that they did something wrong. And there's been so many things down the years. We've had presidents that give money away to terrorists. And I can remember when ISIS came out, the first thing that was said about it was that, oh, these are good guys and they're going to help us with the terrorists and battle the terrorists and we're going to fund them. And then the next thing you know, we're fighting against them. So what happened?
It's all lies. We're living in a world of illusion, and corporations and the government are trying to sway our thoughts and our opinions and keep us conflicted against one another. It's all, the government's probably, or the country's probably, or the world's probably really run by a bunch of old dudes in some Bavarian castle somewhere.
The Rockefellers.
Yeah.
That old goat ain't never going to die.
It's a crazy world we live in, unfortunately. So
it really is.
Who knows what's real and what's not? And it's probably designed to keep us guessing and not knowing the truth with regards to aliens and everything else. Keep us ignorant, keep us wondering, and keep us conflicted against one another. And it's probably specifically designed that way.
Oh, yes. And, of course, you're always living in the Matrix. So it's, which pill did you want to take?
So I've been noticing several times this last week where I'm having a conversation on my phone or I'm looking at something on the internet, something or like a random product, nothing common, whatever. And the next thing I know, I'm being shown the commercials on my smart TV of these things, and they're showing up on Facebook and all this stuff. And the more I see this, the more I realize that there's just no way. We have to, somebody's or some algorithm out there in the internet or is, you know, tracking everything, listening, watching, listening, and formulating what I, my interests and what I want to purchase. It's kind of scary.
Well, definitely. And, of course, that's been going on forever. Facebook will show you certain ads the minute after you walk out of a restaurant that you've just been in. They'll give you a coupon to the restaurant next door. Or if you've been doing some clothes shopping on the internet, the next news site you go to or something like that, over to the side will be ads from the store that you just visited. Like, I went onto Macy's website and I was looking at some shoes. I thought maybe I would try to order some from there. And I didn't see anything I liked, so I got out of it. And the next website that I pulled up that has ads on the side, there was 75% off sale at Macy's for the boots that I was just looking at.
Huh.
That I didn't even like. It's all in there. They keep all of your information, everything. And yes, you can be, I can text my girlfriend about a sandwich that I would like to have for lunch, and I can go on Facebook, and by God, if it's not in the freaking ad, I'll eat my hat. It reads and listens to everything you say.
I got to do an experiment. What is the most obscure thing, obscure product? And I should think of one and do some research. So something no one would ever buy. And I should start talking about it and see if I get an ad for it.
Do something like Preparation H. I mean, I know you've not used that. I haven't heard any stories about it. So.
How about the Flowbee? Remember that hair cutting device that was a vacuum?
I don't even know what the name of that was.
it was Flowbee.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. I'm putting it out there. I want a Flowbee, to cut my hair. Of course, I don't have any hair to cut, but yeah. So I'll see if that pops up on Facebook or my television the next day or two.
Oh, that'll work. Oh, and I'll tell you something as well. There's a good example. I get ads all the time for husband and wife t-shirts. Constantly. After I have said something about my husband.
What's a husband and wife t-shirt?
Well, it'll show something like this morning it was two coffee mugs put together, and it says beautiful wife and handsome husband put together. And that was after I had spoke to my sister this morning on the phone and had made a comment about my husband.
Was it a cell phone or a landline?
Cell phone.
It's scary. They're listening to everything that we talk about, and it's, I don't know. I don't like it. It's a total surveillance state.
Well, and then I can always tell after you have posted something about a unicorn on our Paranormal Horizons Facebook page, because I'll get an ad for it on my Facebook, because my Facebook's connected to Paranormal Horizons.
I thought unicorns were just popular, but yeah, it's probably, I'm being targeted by the unicorn mafia.
Yeah, I think that's a lot of what it is. But yeah, I'm going to bless you with, the hemorrhoid cream? Yeah, you're going to get lots of hemorrhoid cream ads now. preparation age and whatever else they've got.
Tell me if any of those ads actually come up, and I'll keep an eye out for my Flobee and preparation age.
Okay.
That'd be hilarious if it was already on Facebook.
It would be. Pull it up now, Jason. You'll find out. But you have to use your phone to do it.
And it won't just be preparation age. It'll be like all sorts of drugs for your ass and surgeries, have them colorectal. And I don't even know. I'm not really familiar with colorectal procedures. It'll be everything having to do with your ass.
You're coming up on that age where you need to have the camera that goes and probes you and checks everything out.
Yeah, you know, the procedure doesn't make me nervous, but I've heard that drinking all that stuff is terrible. And so I don't think I'm down with that. I'd rather just...
I think they've kind of changed that, and I don't think you have to drink the gallon of it like you used to, but still, you got to drink some of it. And then it becomes the night of 1,000 waterfalls until it cleans you all out. And everything inside is all pretty and pink.
I've had the scope down the other end. That's pretty amusing. But, yeah.
Oh, you were awake?
I remember them sticking it in. I remember gagging. But the next thing I remember was coming to. It wasn't... They use conscious sedation, a drug called midazolam, also known as Versed, which is kind of it's a hypnotic. And so you're not asleep, but you're just totally, it just erases your memory. Probably a lot like the aliens do.
Yeah. See, there you go.
We already have
that technology.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we chemically have that technology, but I suppose aliens use some sort of ray gun or something.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is in the movies.
Like Martian does on Looney Tunes.
Yeah, yeah. I just checked my Facebook, and I do not see any ads for Preparation H. So
yeah, well, you will in the morning.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, to see, that can be used as an eye cream, too. That's used to. I don't know if people still do that or not, but if your eyes are real puffy, you can put that up underneath your eyes. And it takes the puffiness away.
At first, I thought you said ice cream, and I thought there's no way in hell I'm going to top the chocolate ice cream with Preparation H. I don't know how you guys do it down where you're at, but in Oregon, that's not a thing.
No, I think around here it used to be putting pot and brownies. I think they still do that.
Oh, that's huge up here. Can't go around a corner without a pot shop.
Yeah. Well, you know, that has a lot of health benefits for people that need it.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about it. I'm not a smoker or a toker, but...
Are you a joker?
I suppose. I'm a joker, yes. I mean, we have this supposed, and I suppose it's true, I don't know, the opioid epidemic, and I'm sure it helps people with pain and stuff like that. I'm just not a real huge fan of literally having more marijuana shops than McDonald's. I mean, seriously, there's like in Oregon, in Portland, Northeast Portland, you can't go around a corner without one of them shops. It's so oversaturated.
That's kind of like the vape cigarette stores. Of course, they're not real cigarettes, but all of the different types of apparatuses you can buy to smoke on that instead of a cigarette.
Yeah,
those are everywhere.
That spontaneously explode, and then if you use it a lot, you get popcorn lung. They're finding out all sorts of nasty effects of the majority of the compounds in the flavorings and stuff like that are terrible, and some people are saying it's even worse than smoking.
You got to keep it natural. You use what's coming out of the ground. Tobacco is grown, marijuana is grown, and God's green earth, and it's natural, and just stick to to that. Just everything in moderation.
I guess that's true. You could drink too much water and die. Moderation's
key. Yes, that's true. Do you remember that story years ago that they were having a water drinking contest on the radio, and they were having these people drink these massive amounts of water, and a nurse had called in and said, do not let them do that. They can die from that, and somebody did.
Yeah, it was a radio station. It was Hold Your Wii for a Wii when the Nintendo Wii was just about to come out, and one of the gals drank too much water, and you would think, what, could their stomach explode? No. When you drink too much water, your body can't, your kidneys and all that can't get rid of it, and it messes with your electrolytes in your blood, like your sodium and all that, and it's really bad news to mess with your electrolytes, because then it can throw you into all sort of arrhythmias and stuff like that. I work in a laboratory.
How much water? How much water does it take?
That's a good question. I don't know. I suppose it just depends individually on the person and how big they are and stuff like that. But I think it's called hyperhidrosis. I could be wrong.
To me, I would think if I tried to chug a gallon of water, I think that can do that to me.
I couldn't chug a
gallon. That's a lot of water. There's no way I could either. I couldn't do it.
And dying was not worth. Dying is not worth getting a Nintendo Wii. It's unfortunate, but it's one of those things you don't think about. I mean, if you're not, we're in the medical field, you think that you can't really OD on water. So I can understand how that happens, but it's really bad for the radio station if a nurse called and said, you know, you shouldn't do this. It's bad for you. That's pretty terrible that they didn't cancel it and come up with some other ridiculous idea.
They made fun of her, actually, I think. And they just, yeah, they totally, completely ignored her.
Hmm.
So there was a big lawsuit against the radio station for that, I'm sure. I'm really sure. Or some criminal charges or something.
Yeah, it's not smart to drink a ton of water.
No. But we do a lot of things that aren't good for ourselves, don't we, Jason?
Yeah, like eating patty melts and pizza and tacos.
Late at night and then go to bed?
That's my shtick. I always eat right before I go to bed, and I know it's terrible.
That's supposed to give you nightmares, correct? If you eat a big meal or something, you don't sleep well and you have bad dreams. Or is that just when you talk to me?
Well, I always have bad dreams, but I never really made the connection between eating before going to bed. Is that a thing? Maybe that's my problem.
Yeah, that's like one of those old wives' tales. Yeah, you eat a big meal or whatever, you don't sleep well.
I just thought that it was spirits or demons or aliens coming for me in my sleep. There's one right
aliens
now.
Aliens are always coming after you. You just have that connection with them.
I don't want that connection. We need to sever this alien connection. I don't want to be probed.
You have a choice.
I don't want an alien colonoscopy.
They've already been holding you down by your ankles. Sorry.
Well, yeah. Great. Now I didn't even equate those bruises to being held down. Now they're probably probed me.
They got to spread you open, honey, and keep them legs apart.
Spread the cheeks. It will only take a minute, Jason. Relax. You might find it pleasurable. Oh, we're out of control. This is what happens.
So I don't
when we
know.
Don't have
I mean, guests. This is true. And Sherry's not here to monitor us. So, ta da!
Yeah. We are without supervision.
So, do they use lube, Jason?
I can't remember, and I'm not willing to undertake hypnotherapy to find out, to recall. But there's always time for Loop.
Are you regular, or is, you know, come on, fill it.
Oh, I'm trying to think of that movie. Did you see that? I don't know. It's at least 10 years old. With the guy from X-Files, that alien movie where a meteor crashed and all these
Evolution.
Aliens. Evolution. And when he had that, like, giant mosquito thing go up his butt, and he said, there's always time for lube. Hilarious.
Yes.
One of the funniest scenes I've ever seen in a movie. I died laughing.
And it is so underrated. That movie should have been everywhere.
It should have. It was so good.
It's probably because Orlando Jones was in it. You know, that might have been the reason. I don't know.
What did they? Oh no, it was Head and Shoulders they used to kill the alien. I was thinking Preparation H. I was trying to find another Preparation H reference.
Well, see, now you're going to get Head and Shoulders along with Preparation H. They're going to take care of both of your ends now.
Well, I don't have dandruff because I don't have hair.
Do you shave your head?
I should, but it's kind of stubbled.
Kind of stubbled?
I'm stubbly. I don't look, you know, I used to have the most beautiful head of hair ever. Cars
would
stop
in the street.
So you
eat pizza at night before you go to bed and patty melts and tacos.
Yeah. It would stop traffic. My hair would stop traffic. And then it started to fall out.
I've seen pictures of you. There was more than just your hair that would stop traffic, Jason.
Oh, hey, baby. And then I got fat and bald. But I actually think I look better without hair. And I remember distinctly the first time I made the decision to shave my head. I bicked it with a Bic razor. Didn't know what I was doing. And I got it, and it was all done. I had blood running everywhere. It looked like I was in some horrific airplane crash. It was pretty funny. So I've been shaving my head for 15 years, something like that.
Oh, wow. Do you keep a beard or do you shave that too?
I usually roll with a goatee. But now I'm just kind of unkept because the girlfriend likes me kind of pokey. I believe that's the correct term.
Pokey?
Yeah, just not clean shaven. But why are we talking about my hygiene?
We're talking about Preparation H and
why are we
lube
talking about
and everything
my,
else.
Why are we talking about my rectum and hair growth? It's not what the people... It's not what the... good listeners of Paranormal Horizons want to hear about.
Well, you won't fess up to the fact that you're being abducted and you have bruises on your ankles. Now, unless you're getting into some stuff with your girlfriend you don't need to talk about, then there's a possibility you're still being abducted.
I'm pretty sure it had nothing to do with my girlfriend.
Okay,
I mean, I've had marks, but not on my ankles. That would be weird.
Scratch marks don't count. But anyway.
Yeah, scratch.
You have a history with aliens and UFOs and NSA and CIA and all this stuff. And it just cracks me up that you just totally just shun it all. You're just like, it was nothing. It's just an experience.
What am I going to do? Do I want to know? If I do, I am skeptical. I'm still skeptical. Even physical evidence and all this stuff, I'm still question. I question my memory because I can hardly remember the fact that I ate a patty melt, let alone what happened 20 years ago. But there's definitely some weird stuff. And I definitely do weird stuff in my sleep because I never knew what I did in my sleep until somebody, I shared a bed with somebody and I, man, I do some weird stuff with my hands. I say a bunch of times I was like, and then one time I sat up, you know, with my legs off the bed just for a couple of seconds, said something, and then laid back down.
But don't you have cameras? Did you not do this before?
I don't think so. I really don't think so. I should put the camera back on. I should put it back on the bed, but then that'll make me sound like a pervert. Yes, the girlfriend's aware of the camera.
As long as you don't put
camera.
It on YouTube, you're good.
but I don't do it because I don't want to know. Like, how would I react if I saw me do something really weird or saw an alien or some weird lights? That would just be kind of scary.
Well, your cameras would probably go out before any of that ever happened. That's just how this all goes.
It's got a battery too, but what do they do? They drain it. I can see them shutting off the power to the house.
Well, it's all the energy, the electromagnetic energy and stuff, and it interferes with video and sound and things like that. So usually if you were to get something, it would probably be a lot of fuzz and snow and jerky movements on the video.
I love
but your
jerky.
Brain may be doing your brain may be doing something very healthy for you to protect you. Your brain probably knows that these are things that you do not need to know, and it's protecting you from it. But it's all back there in your subconscious. And if it ever comes out, we'll know, but it may never do it. You might be 85 years old, sitting in a nursing home in a diaper drooling because you remembered this stuff.
There's no way in hell I'm living to 85. I don't see
that. Not the way you
not
eat.
With
and
nah, not
don't
with my
exercise.
Life.
So tell me, have you started back hiking yet? You know, I'm going to keep asking you this.
No, I'm trying to get back into walking, but the trouble I run into is I'm really on my feet all day at work, and I tell you, after my 4 10-hour shifts, it's hard to drag me out of bed those remaining 3 days. I mean, I'm just mentally and physically exhausted.
Well, the next day I could see that. Yes, I go through that. I'm totally, there are times that I don't go to work on Saturday or Sunday and I just crash out and die. I just can't make myself get up and do anything but just sleep. But the second or third day, you don't have an excuse. It's a mental thing, and you need to work through this.
I take laziness to an entirely new dimension. I could quite possibly be the laziest person on the planet. I've always been that way.
We need Jason around. We need you healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose. I'm trying to walk before work and just to get everything going.
So how far is work from you?
Oh, it's 30-minute drive. It's not close.
Well, park a mile down the road. Walk.
And it's on top of a hill, so I would
both ways.
Probably have a coronary if I tried to walk up it.
Baby steps.
In fact, my laziness, I've considered getting a mobility scooter just so I don't have to walk ever.
Well, you can't get that up and down the steps at your place. So.
I'll get one of those railing things with the chair that goes like 0.001 mile an hour. And it'll bring me down to the basement where I live. We'll make this place handicap accessible so I never have to stand up.
then actually, you're going to get to where you won't ever get out of the bed.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I could take it even one step notch higher and get like a mobility bed. It would be like a gurney, but I could like operate it with a controller, and then I can do my work from that. And if I need to be upright, it'll be able to, you know, put my head up and back or whatever, but I'll never have to get out. And I'll just have I'll have a little string attached to one of the hospital pee urinals. So it'll be my portable toilet. And yeah, it's brilliant. I should invent that, actually. Probably be a billionaire.
Yeah. But, you know, you're too lazy to invent something like that. So there you go.
That's absolutely true. I am way too lazy to do that.
And I'm sure you don't like to sweat either, do you?
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, my Lord, child. What am I going to do with you?
Is that where moisture comes out through your skin? I'm sure there's science behind it, but I'm an idiot, so I don't know what that science is.
Oh, yeah, okay. I have to do a lot with hygiene.
What's that?
Oh,
is that French?
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Is that French for, like, a croissant or something?
Yes, with lots of butter.
Okay, folks, I'm not that stupid. I work in a medical laboratory. I found in life? Is if you act like you're an idiot, people expect less of you. Therefore, you have to do less. So I just act stupid all the time. And I'm just trying to coast through life as a moron.
How's it working for you so far?
It's working. Well, it's working fairly well. I was going to say great, but I still have to work my ass off. If I didn't have to work my ass off, then yeah. But, like, if you make a mistake at work, you could just play it off as being, you know, having the IQ of a honey badger or something. I don't know. Maybe honey badgers are smart. But having a really low IQ.
Yeah, well.
Then
people
are
looking at you going, like, why are you in this position? We need to bust you down to janitor.
Hey, my girlfriend's a janitor.
See? She beats you to it. She's winning in your own game.
I know. Hey, props off to all the hospital housekeepers out there. That is not an easy job. I've seen horrible things because I work in the emergency room and all that. But what those people have to deal with takes it to a whole new level. You know, when you have somebody that's bled over the wear and seeping fluids and necrotic nastiness, boy, hats off to those housekeepers because they see some nasty stuff.
I don't know how they do it. I really don't. There's a lot of things that I can stomach, but the stuff that they have to deal with, no thank you. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I hear stories of people
I don't
want to
mop that stuff up.
Yeah, crapping everywhere and blood everywhere, and it's really remarkable how disgusting the human body is when it's in a state of disease. It's really, really foul.
Yes, every bit of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is why I do not work in the medical field. I want nothing to do with it. I just love everybody that does. My son's in it. I've got lots of friends that are RNs. I've got some that are nurse practitioners, and they are just awesome. But I just couldn't stand to be around sick people all the time. It breaks my heart, especially old people and children. Couldn't do it. Can't do it.
Yeah, it's hard because depending on what my role is for the day, I mean, I have to respond to the strokes and the people that are code blues and, you know, seeing people that are dying all the time. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But, you know, working in a health field can be rewarding too. Sometimes you meet some really fantastic patients and you do a good job and they appreciate it. But there's definitely rough times working in that field. But I do suggest anyone out there, if they're trying to find a field to get into, the medical field's the way to go. I mean, it's stressful, but it's only growing. It's not going to be like you're working for some corporation that's going to go out of business. If you get on with a big health system, even as a CNA or something like that, great benefits, it's the way to go and move your way up. It's not going to go anywhere.
Oh,
people
definitely
are still going to get sick.
No. That's like funeral homes and hospitals. Everybody's got to have them.
Yep. But, yeah, it's a good place to, a good career path, regardless of what you do, as long as it's in the medical field.
But you work in the lab, so when flu season comes, you are slammed.
How did I not get the flu this year? I didn't even get the flu shot. I'm still amazed.
Ta-da! Do you wear your mask?
And I'm the guy that runs the flu tests, and I didn't get the flu. Well, yeah, I'm careful. You know, you have to work with it under one of those hoods and stuff where it's like negative air pressure and stuff like that. But I'm also make a lot of, I try and wear gloves and do all that, but I'm also not the best at, you know, how do I put this? You know, I have slip ups with like neck
gloves.
Sometimes, yeah. Well, when I work with any pathogens like that, I always wear gloves. But yeah, when I'm not doing it, I sometimes forget to wear gloves. And I use a lot of the hand sanitizer, but you really should wash your hands with soap and water. But I rely probably too heavy on those Purell alcohol things.
Yeah. Don't your hands like start getting like a glove from all the hand sanitizer? I can't stand it.
I've heard about people having trouble with that. It doesn't bother my hands at all.
Well, after I've used it a couple of times, it's like they feel dirty. So then I'll go wash them. You can't get the flu, because if you get the flu and you can't be on the show, then that means that Sherry and I are on here and causing trouble.
Yeah, and then you guys are unsupervised.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you get phone calls.
I've mentioned it before. So we got to wrap this up anyway. So we're just, but I was in a lab school. And we swabbed our hands and then, you know, used them on the blood auger plates, petri dishes, whatever y'all call them, to grow the bacteria that's been on our hands, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then I vigorously washed my hands, soap and water, like textbook. And then we swabbed our hands again, put the, you know, swabbed on the blood auger. And then we incubated both plates. And the plate with my hands washed had far more bacteria than the one when they weren't washed. Explain that to me.
The water?
I don't know. Maybe.
It
but I think
the water or the soap.
I think that the washing of the hands somehow brings out the bacteria, which probably doesn't make any sense. Or maybe I just have really dirty hands. Or maybe the bacteria in my hands is really deep. I don't know.
Okay. So after we've got all this flesh-eating bacteria that is floating around on the beaches and Florida and places like that, explain to me how that got there.
That's a good question. I don't know. I just saw a story about that. Somebody had a small cut, was swimming at the ocean, and ended up getting necrotizing fasciitis, which is, you know, that flesh-eating stuff. And if you don't nip that in the bud really quick, you're in trouble, because the treatment is cutting away the infected skin, and if you it goes too far, your organs take a hit and everything. And I also actually just read another story about a guy that same kind of deal, had a wound on his leg. He was swimming at the beach, you know, it was a scratch or whatever. He noticed that he looked like it was getting infected, so he went to his doctor. He was in a different country. He was traveling on vacation. The doctor, you know, said, oh, it's just your standard infection, and gave him antibiotics, whatever. And he's on the plane, and it got – in a matter of hours, it took him from being able to have that treated, the necrotizing fasciitis, to the six-hour plane flight. He was terminal. There's no way back. That's how fast that
moves.
It's hours. And you get to a point where it can be treated, and 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 hours later, it's already destroyed your body.
Oh, wow.
Crazy. Nature is crazy. And I actually know, personally, someone that broke their leg, a compound fracture where the bone penetrates the skin. He was getting in-home care. You know, a nurse comes by, and she noticed something didn't look right. It looked like he got an infection, and he had that. And he ended up living through it, but he was never the same. All the medications and antibiotics they put you on, it turned him into a zombie. It's really, really nasty, nasty stuff to get.
Makes you wonder where that came from and why is it so widespread right now.
I don't know. I think it has a lot to do. I've always found immunology interesting. I don't really know anything about it. It's interesting how some people's immune systems is really good. For example, mine, I rarely get sick. And some people just are in a state where their immune system's weak, or they just don't have a good immune system. And whereas one pathogen with me, my body wouldn't even register it. And then you give that to this person over here, and it kills them. It's just, it's crazy.
Okay. Crazy. So I just had someone to text me and said it was maybe because of last year's red tide.
I don't know. I don't know.
That's algae that kills out so much. That's crazy. I have witnessed that, and the amount of dead fish that wash up on the beach is horrible. It's horrible. I mean, it's like they take dozers across the beach 3 times a day to clean up all of the dead fish.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about the red tide stuff. I know you don't want to drink it. You don't want to eat shellfish. Don't go clamming during a red tide.
No, definitely not. But I knew it was some type of algae that releases into the water, and it's toxic. And I don't remember the conditions that causes that. But that's a whole different show.
Probably has something to do with the temperature of the water, but also the oxygen levels in the water. I mean, that's a complete speculation on my part. That allows whatever the ecosystem within that, it allows the algae to get out of control and grow.
Yeah, it's pretty insane what nature can do.
I'm trying to act smart right now.
But see, when you have that, then you have all of those dead fish, and then maybe you've got hauntings of all the animals that are on the beach. You never know.
Are you trying to convince me that the fish have spirits and they're haunting the beaches with little sardine spirits?
Well, it's a paranormal show, and we've not talked about anything paranormal for the last 20 minutes, so I thought I'd throw that in.
Yeah, so that's a good subject. Do fish have spirits?
Yeah, there you go.
I wonder if any of these fishing trawlers are haunted with the deaths of, you know, because so many fish die.
Well, they don't really worry so much about the fish as they do the dolphins and stuff. So, yeah, maybe.
Well, I'll have to research it. But it looks like we're just about out of time. I think I'm going to put on my virtual reality headset and play a little VR. I'm such a nerd. It's ridiculous. I have this fancy computer and huge monitor and virtual reality with these sensors, and I'm still trying to find erotic titles, and I haven't found any yet, but that's a whole other story. That's for another show.
Yes, we'll save that for the next one.
All right, well, unless there's anything else, I guess we'll close her out. I see that our Facebook page has taken a nosedive.
Yeah, it has. We're not funny anymore.
No. This last week, let's see, we were reaching 6 million people a week, and now we're down to, like, last time I checked, it was 2 million a week. But the likes are still coming in, and I think we're, pretty close to 27,000 likes, which is good, but our posts aren't going as viral as they usually do.
I think we've been kind of lazy because I haven't posted quite often here lately. But, you know, from July 14th to August 10th, we've reached 13.8 million people. I think we're doing pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And, you know, interestingly, this is nothing just paranormal, but we're not really talking paranormal. One thing I've noticed is the post reach, it kind of depends on who's posting it. I've noticed that you two, Sherry and you, it seems like no matter what you post, it just goes out of control. But when I post something, like Facebook is discriminating against me, I'll be lucky for it to reach 1,000 people. And
because
I don't know why that is.
You're a white male. You're a white male.
I knew it. I'm being discriminated against. The algorithm is racist.
And you live in Oregon, so yeah, you got a lot going against you.
Didn't you have one post alone that reached, was it 1 million people or more?
I'm looking at one right now. It was the alien and the versus the predator, mm-hmm. and it was the stapler versus the staple remover, and it has reached 2.9 million people.
What? I'd be lucky if my post reached 2.9 people.
Well, did you post the one about the soldier standing outside in the rain?
No. I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Well, that was shared.
Yeah. See, everything I post, and I try and post the funniest stuff out there. Yeah, you guys could post a picture of a pencil, and it would reach 2 million people.
Well, not everybody is into unicorns and unicorn farts.
It's not. Oh, come on. It's not all unicorns and cats. I posted a couple things that got people really pissed off. It's pretty funny reading the comments. I've gotten a couple people to unlike the page.
Yeah, thanks. Yes, but that's the goal we're going for.
There was one comment in one of my posts recently, I noticed it because I try and read the comments, and somebody very explicitly said he loves this page. So that's what keeps me motivated.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, if we can make anybody laugh, that's what we're trying to do. That's all we're trying to do is put a little light in somebody's life, because Jason's eating patty melts and having bad dreams. So, you know, we have to make it up.
Getting ankle massages
for the rest
by
of the world. Preparation age.
All right.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. So I'm going to keep my eye out for any preparation age or any colonoscopy procedures. Probably screen.
That hair thing.
Flobe. You hear that?
Yes.
Internet spying, NSA corporations? I really need a Flobe. So we'll see if those start popping up on my ads. If I see a Flobe pop up on my wall or commercial, I'm going to freak out.
Dude, I've been doing this for years.
I would consider just completely going offline, but I can't do that because I'm too addicted to the internet.
Yeah, you're a nerd. There's no way that's happening.
Yeah, total nerd. Well, with that, I think I want to play some VR and be a nerd for a little while before I go to bed. I hope everybody has a great and fantastic week. Unless you have anything else, Maria, we'll see everybody next Sunday at 8 p.m.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Have a good week.